A new bill would give power to the legislature for outstanding resource water designations. And public input is being sought for the new police chief and borough manager in Haines. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Jillian Rogers. Those stories and more up next. The Chilkat Indian Village in Clukwan is trying to preserve its main salmon resource, the Chilkat River, with the highest environmental protection available. If the river is named an outstanding national resource water, it could be protected from activities that degrade water quality. But there is no system in place in Alaska to evaluate this kind of water protection request. That could change with a bill in the state legislature that would put these types of decisions in the hands of lawmakers. KHNS's Emily Files has more.
The Chilkat River borders Haines and Clukwan, running 50 miles from southeast Alaska to Canada. For generations, it's provided salmon to the people in the Upper Lynn Canal.
That's like our Fred Meyer or Safeway and stores like that. That's where we get our food from.
Chilkat Indian Village Tribal Council President Jones Hotch Jr. says this past summer was the worst subsistence harvest he's seen.
I believe this is like a shot across our bow, like a warning to us, a signal that we should do something.
That's why the village nominated the river as an outstanding national water resource. The purpose of the designation is to give waters of exceptional recreational or ecological significance the highest protection under federal law. But right now, the law is in limbo. The Federal Clean Water Act requires states to put a method in place to evaluate these water nominations. But Alaska hasn't figured out a method yet. For years, the State Department of Environmental Conservation has worked toward regulations. They put out draft rules in 2014, but then decided to make revisions, which they are still developing. Earl Krapps is with the DEC.
The consequences of this protection level are that the water quality must be maintained and protected, which means that there would not be any allowable discharges to the water unless it was deemed to be temporary and limited.
In most Alaska waters, the state can allow activities that degrade water quality to a certain extent. With the outstanding resource status, also called a Tier 3 designation, no degradation is allowed unless it's temporary and has limited impact. Because of the strict limitations of that protection, some Haines residents are pushing back against the Chilkat River nomination.
The economics of this town does not depend just on fish.
That's Gary Hess, speaking at a local Fish and Game Advisory Council meeting. Some at the meeting wondered how it would impact mining, logging, and other industries. Right now, Constantine Metal Resources is conducting exploration in the Chilkat Valley for a potential mine.
The mine, that's going to be a big boom for the economy of Haines. And I don't see any reason in the world that we have to go to the extreme limits of going to a Tier 3.
The Tribal Council consulted with Haines water quality specialist Gershon Cohen on the nomination. He responded to the concerns.
You know, would it preclude the mine being able to develop? The answer is no. Would it make their bar high? Yes. Honestly, it would. They would have to come up with a mine plan that demonstrated that they're not going to degrade water quality. Now, if they can do that, DEC is allowed to let them go forward.
DEC's Krapps says because of the significant ramifications of the protection, his department thinks it should be up to lawmakers to decide the fate of the outstanding resource proposals.
Tier 3 designation goes beyond water quality. It would have impacts in other areas, for example, land use, because any sort of degradation to the water wouldn't be allowable. And so because of that, it needed a higher level of approval authority.
Senate Bill 163 and House Bill 283 were introduced by request from the governor in the legislature on January 29th. If approved, DEC would submit outstanding resource nominations to the legislature once every year for a decision. Right now, there are three nominations sitting on DEC's lap, waiting for a process to be decided. They are the Chilkat River, Kokthule River, and the Bristol Bay Watershed. Hotch, from the Chilkat Indian Village, says he is not discouraged by the long wait or the resistance from other locals.
Our resolve is strong. This is not just for us, it's for our children's children's children. So far, you know, down the line, the generations that are yet to come. And we want to do this to also honor the past members of the Chilkat Indian Village.
In the meantime, the bills that would give the legislature power to decide on the nominations have been referred to the House and Senate Resources Committees. Reporting from Kluckwan and Haines, I'm Emily Files.
The Haynesboro is asking residents to fill out a survey, a wish list of sorts, about what they want in their next police chief and borough manager. The executive search firm Brimeyer Firstman is taking on the task of finding candidates for both positions. The Haynesboro Assembly voted in December at a special meeting to hire the firm. Representatives from the agency are set to arrive in Haynes on February 18th. According to the borough, they'll meet privately with elected officials, department heads, and chairpersons of advisory boards. They will also meet with the Public Safety Commission on the 18th at 6 p.m. That is the only public meeting scheduled. Public Safety Commission Chair Jim Stanford said he hopes members of the public will show up this time. In September, the commission held a public forum seeking input on traits wanted in the next police chief, but not many people showed up.
You know, after everything you hear from the public, how we don't have any input in all this, here was an opportunity for them, and they just didn't show. And I was really disappointed.
The meeting later this month will have the opportunity for public comments at the beginning and the end of the meeting. Those interested in filling out a survey or reaching out to the company can find contact information at khns.org. The Haynes School District has decided to return to the old bell schedule next year. Principal Renee Martin says after hearing from about 100 parents in an online survey and consulting with students and staff, the message was clear.
The reality is for the bulk of our parents in Haynes, the more traditional model really does work. And so with access to teachers and staff before and after school, we just feel like it'll be better if we kind of go back to the traditional model that we had been at for many years, where we're starting at 8:25 or 8:30 and releasing students around 3:15.
The district implemented a new bell schedule this year. It includes an earlier start time at 8:15 a.m. and a later release time at 3:30 p.m. Martin says there have been a lot of tardy students in the morning and a lot of rushing in the afternoon to get to after-school activities. Another big change to the schedule is the weekly early release day on Thursdays. Students are dismissed from school early that day at 1:50 p.m. One of the main goals of the early release day was to give teachers weekly time for professional development. Martin says that didn't work as well as they had hoped.
We have mandated trainings from the state that we have to put into place, and some of those are six-hour trainings. And with trying to put all our professional development in these little 1 to 2 hour blocks on the afternoons just isn't working.
Martin says school staff was split on how well the early release days worked, but students and parents were more unanimous.
If we were to continue it, they would rather it be on a different day. But for the bulk, it's just very difficult for childcare, for activities, for all those different things.
The decision to revert to the old school schedule will be discussed at a school board meeting tonight at 7 p.m. Final decisions on next year's school calendar will be made within a couple of months. And coming up later this week on KHNS News, no jail time for Ted Hart. In Haynes Court on Tuesday, more than 24 people spoke on Hart's behalf in an emotional display of support. In the end, Hart's current probation was revoked, and he was ordered to serve one full year of probation. The judge also ordered 120 hours of community service. We'll have that story coming up tomorrow evening. And later in the week, how the slumping Canadian dollar will affect Haynes and Skagway this summer when it comes to tourists. We spoke with business owners and the tourism department here in Haynes to see just how bad it's supposed to get. That's coming up later this week on KHNS. And for KHNS News, I'm Jillian Rogers. Thanks for tuning in tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories anytime on our website at khns.org.